Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today with Steve Schindler in Creighton?
Well, it's probably going to be, might get some pushback just around the state a little bit. But Steve thought he'd go back in time. He thought he'd do better times. And so he's got a setup. Wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off. He has brought in a 72 Camaro, a 71 El Camino, and a 69 Chevelle.
Okay, go through those again.
In the park, 72 Camaro, 71 El Camino, and a 69 Chevelle.
Oh, God.
And he's going to teach the youth of what it was like, and Sip can remember it being like in your brother's driveway or whatever, watching Friends or whatever, hanging out with them, of how to wax your car. Mm-hmm. No one does that anymore.
My dad did it.
Oh yeah, everyone did. You get out and remember the sponge, and you'd rub that.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
It was an all day deal.
Event, and you took your time. Start with the hood. Usually,
I'm not joking.
You would wax your car, and it turned and it kind of went dry, and then you had to rub it off in a particular way. Mm-hmm. And it was an all day event. Mm-hmm. You can't do it in the sun. You got to be in the shade to be able to do it.
Pretty much. Yeah,
you can't do it in
the
sun.
You're right. That's a good point.
But it was an all day, Jake. Back that could be something.
So this is incredible.
Like a Saturday night.
This could have been Bill's thrill.
This could have been, but Steve took it over. That's what Shin Daddy does.
Wow, he's doing wax on.
He's doing wax on, wax off. Because no kids know how to wax their car anymore.
Showing them.
He's showing them how to do it. He has shown us.
This is genius.
So we brought in three vintage cars.
This is not
to do this.
This is genius.
This is better times.
Shin Daddy being Shin Daddy.
He's doing the wax.
Jake, when we say this, you have no idea what waxing your car is, do you?
I've never done it myself, but I know I've seen video of this before.
Do people do it anymore?
I haven't seen it forever. I used to wax my Camaro, the one with the exhaust came through, and the gas gauge didn't work,
really?
And it was jacked up with the air shocks, but no rims. On the car? Yeah, but I still waxed it. Oh, yeah. I'd still wax that baby. Oh, yeah. Take your time.
I'm impressed by that.
And the radio would be on. I'd have an 8-track player playing and listen to some music. And you're waxing your car. Like, what are you doing? And when you say you're going to wax your car, like Sip said, it's a solid 6 hours.
Yeah. My dad had a line of Cutlasses.
Yeah.
He always drove cool cars. Cutlass. And he would wax them. Yeah. And they looked awesome. With racing stripe, everything.
Yeah.
464-5685. Does anybody wax their cars?
I'd like to know.
Bill, that's incredible. In a 69 Chevelle, you know how cool that is?
How cool that is? Oh, yeah. 454. Four on the floor. Oh, yeah.
El Camino.
Oh, the El Camino. So anytime you get a half car and half truck, I mean, the people that said, what should we do? I'm going to make an El Camino. What's your thoughts? I'm going to go half car, half truck. I go, do it. I mean, they're incredible. When an El Camino drove by, it was like, look at that.
So I have a little bit of guilt. I was driving a friend, you know, 2 weeks ago for the golf tournament, and I passed in El Camino.
Did you? Don't, be guilty.
I felt bad for passing. It's such such a beautiful old car.
Don't.
I felt bad.
They're good.
It was still in great shape, though. They I think they're still waxing that car for sure.
Yeah.
Wax on.
Well taken care of.
Wax off.
El Camino.
Wax on, wax off.
That's one of the. Okay, I don't know how he does this.
So he's brought in three cars. He's going to teach everybody. He's going to walk them through it. He's going to take time.
What I'm suggesting is he always wonders, is he ever going to run out of ideas? And this might be the best idea he's had.
This could be it. This is up there. Wax on, wax off.
Text line has responded about if they wax still or not. Someone says, I wax my car by hand every 90 days, every 3 months.
Oh, my God.
So 4 times a year.
That's incredible.
Waxing.
Because I've not seen anyone do it for like 30 years. I've not seen it. And it was common.
I feel awful.
It was so common to drive by someone's house and they'd have their car out in the driveway and they're waxing their car. I'd be like, hey, what's up? You wouldn't even really talk about what they were doing.
Before these things.
Yeah. I tell you, you know why? Man, we're looking at TikTok. You know what they're doing? They wax their car.
Yep. Rosebud from Elmwood says, my first job was at Dolphin's Car Wash in Omaha in 1998. I was a detailer, and I still wax my car today.
Man.
Thank you.
Still
Man. I didn't even get it. Is that kind of that paste
you
need to put on there?
Yeah, I don't know where you'd get it.
I don't even know if you even get that anymore.
Larry from Neely just waxed my pickup last week.
Nice job.
Larry from Neely. Larry, let us know, is the drive-in theater still going? At Neely, let us know that.
That's looking good. His pickup's looking good.
I bet his
good.
Pickup looks incredible.
My old roommate used to wax the Grand Cherokee all the time.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Damn.
That's a day. You want to have a cool day?
Yeah.
Wax your car.
Yeah.
Kent says he waxes his 67 Firebird. It's a stress relief for him.
Yeah. Interesting.
How about that?
Therapeutic.
And you have to go over it so close to the fine-tooth comb. Make sure you get all the wax off.
Yeah, because it looks janky if you have a little white in
someplace in a crease,
like a nook
or something.
And cranny,
And so you had to work at that extremely hard.
It's not an easy job. That's the thing. It's not.
And Shin Daddy's doing it today to teach
Gosh,
the youth.
Dang, Shin Daddy.
So you've never waxed a car.
Okay? I can say I have not.
I have
certainty.
Well, you're from a different era.
Yeah.
And I haven't waxed my own. I helped my dad. Right. I mean.
So you did it. You did the procedure.
Oh, yes. And it's hard. You got to put your. Elbow into it. Yeah. Elbow grease. Yeah,
I mean, absolutely.
It's not easy to do. It's not easy to get it off.
I got a text from my mother-in-law just now. It said that my brother-in-law, her son, Taylor, I guess, has waxed the car a couple times, and her cousin also has done it a lot, too.
Interesting.
She's 7 years old. So
sure.
Yeah.
Wax on.
Still thing.
Wax off.
Still thing.
Dang.
Still thing. Dang. Thank you to Shin Daddy for always making things so entertaining.
And thank you, Shin Daddy.
Informative up there.
Great. Yeah. And just to be clear, there was no bank robbery downtown.
There's not a bank robbery.
We're not. could have been. We don't know for sure there wasn't. But it's also. Right now, we cannot confirm. But there were 6 police cars outside of the bank.
A bank that's no longer open.
But yeah, but the vault. Yeah, but the vault's still there.
It's true.
The vault is still there. So they're probably down there trying to crack it, you know, trying to listen to the tumblers.
Shin Daddy. Could weigh in on that.
Could weigh in on that also. Yeah.
Thank you to Shin Daddy and Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2. Do you guys know what's tonight in the sports world? Not the Olympics, by the way. Not the Olympics.
Hold
Something
on.
Separate.
Football.
There is football.
Football. It NFL. Fame,
it won't have this song, but I like playing it anyways. That's NFL right there. Hey, we've got preseason NFL football Texas Bears. It's on ABC, so it's not. This is NBC's music. Bud, you like the sound of that?
Yeah, play it. It's regal.
Yeah. Powerful.
It's majestic.
Texans and Bears, 7 p.m. ABC. Also, on these airwaves, you can listen to NFL football tonight on the ticket.
Oh, whoa.
That's right. You can listen to Texans-Bears, the Hall of Fame game, NFL preseason, here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Starting at
7 p.m., 6:45 pregame for
them. God, now hold
How
on.
How about that?
Hold on. A summer night. And you have NFL football on the Lincoln airwaves.
Airwaves.
That will sound really good. I mean, if you're just driving around, how good will that sound? You'll hear football. You will hear a football game. Ooh, God.
And what's the most exciting part to watch on this game?
Opening kickoff.
The kickoffs. To see how the new kickoff rule and the kickoff return rule. To see what it looks like.
What do you envision?
Well, I've seen it and watched it on the
Come
UFL.
On. Okay.
And so, it, like I said, there's you get penalized. If you just kick the ball out of the end zone, I believe I'm correct here, the ball comes back to the 40-yard line. So they're, it's all about placing the ball in play. Mm-hmm. So the play is actually going to happen. That's what's very unique about it. But there's less, not less really contact, but less violent contact because of the proximity of the players.
Which is?
They're closer together to each other when they take off. So I haven't studied that as if I was coaching it. I would imagine, I think, with everything going on in college football, just with all, even though it doesn't transfer over for rules as far as NIL and portal stuff, I think it's been so crazy that they didn't want to really delve into this, but I cannot imagine that this doesn't come back up also.
Where does the kickoff occur from?
I'm not even sure. I think it's like the 20, 25, 30. I don't know. I don't even know what the distance
is. You will
is.
Have people watching tonight's game saying, what in the hell is going on?
No, it's not the 25.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy. In order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can't, but the whole idea is The conversation is that you don't need a kicker sometimes. If you have someone on your team that can kick the ball off into the zone to make it returnable, and yet he becomes an extra cover person.
Oh.
And so so there's all kinds of things.
That is fascinating.
So there's things being discussed.
So you might not have a kicker out there.
I mean, may not be
not a conventional kicker.
It might be a backup linebacker that's kicking the ball.
That's proficient.
Yeah,
and then they
can go cover with it.
Yeah, there'll be people that have tuned out the entire offseason, have no idea of rule changes, saying, what is happening right now in the NFL? This is weird. I don't like it. Now, we talked to Luke Gifford a couple weeks ago about this, and he said he likes it, but it's going to be a big deal. It's very different than when it always has been.
We've never seen it with the best athletes in football.
Well, and what for a guy like Gifford, who's a special teams, he makes his living off of it. It necessitates special teams players.
The play had went away.
Because the ball doesn't just fly out of the end zone like Bill has referred to. You know, where you didn't have to coach it.
And then also
kick the ball out of the end zone.
And then in college, you can fair catch the ball and go take the ball at the 25. So after, when it's all said and done, you kind of do the math in your head and you're like, okay, if we return the ball to the 25 yard line every time, we would be like 20th in the country in kickoff return. Why would we not just fair catch the ball and take it there every time? So then there's ways that the traditionalist, like, no, return it like you're supposed to. And that's great. You get a return to the 35.
To the 19.
Or you get the ball to the 16.
Oh, God.
And then you're going like, hold it. We had a layup to the 25. They guaranteed us the 25.
Just lost 9 yards for nothing.
And so.
Oh, I sit by guys at the games. Parker Gabriel, God bless him, every time would cite that. Oh, well, you just lost 7 yards because you chose to return it into the crowd, you know.
Well, I brought this up a couple weeks ago, but Tariq Cohen, who had not played for a couple years in the NFL, speedster, got signed by the Jets because of the ability to return kicks, because, you know, this is going to happen.
Tariq Cohen.
Yeah, Tariq Cohen. He was good for the Bears for a couple years, had injuries, had out, but they signed him for returning kicks, saying this is a big part of the league this year compared to previous years. And so you see a big emphasis on, hey, we need to have actually good returners.
Yep.
Right now,
yep.
In the NFL,
yep.
Not just punt returners, but kick returners.
Good. Yeah. It's good for special teams.
Yes, and I would imagine that again, this play will come. Will filter down to college football. This will happen.
Hopefully sooner than later.
I would agree. The odd part of it now is, though, but you have to now declare. So the onside kick now,
you can't surprise anybody.
Still is there. So you have to be behind.
Okay.
Has to be the fourth quarter, and you have to declare to the other team, tell the officials, we're kicking it onside. So here's where it gets really weird. So this was always part of like my package that's my invention, but no, it was a good tool. Would be, hey, listen, we're gonna line up in an onside look, then we're gonna kick it deep.
Oh.
So we can try to pin them and not kick the ball in the end zone, but also they're set up for an onside kick. So you do it, like, say, all of a sudden, maybe you're behind, but there's 4 minutes left. You have two timeouts. Hey, we're kicking onside. It's like, now let our defense play. But if we line up like that, they have to honor it.
Yeah.
So they're going to have, on the other side of it, you always put your
hands. You're trying to pin them.
Yeah, but you had a changeup. Mm-hmm. Now there's no changeup. When you say we're kicking an onside, you're kicking an onside.
That's it. You got to do it.
And you have to be able to say, here's what we're going to do.
You got to do it.
Fourth quarter, you have to be behind.
Mm.
And so you have to be able to declare it. So that's odd. It's very odd to me.
I'm not a fan of that one.
But what else can you do?
I know.
Because you can't do it.
No, 100.
I will clamor for better times than that.
Okay.
From what it is now.
Okay, Jake.
Clamor. My own better times.
Clamor.
Let's clamor.
Hey, by the way, from
some clamoring going on over at that bank.
Yeah. Lance on text line says, Andy Reid has been talking in preseason. He says, apparently he's talked about putting their safety at kicker because of the new rule here.
Hmm. He's proficient at it.
Not having Harrison Butker kick off, but having a safety.
Interesting.
To have a for sure tackler on that team.
A safety that can do it.
Yep.
Well, it's been well addressed. It's
fascinating.
It's not one of those things you kind of go, this is a major change.
It's worth watching
in the history of football. It's the kickoff and kickoff return was a big part of everything, and now it's completely changed.
So it's a reason to watch the game. Jake?
Yes.
Who's playing that game again?
It'd be the Texans and the Bears. This is what weirds me out about preseason. I'm looking at the ESPN thing. There's a line for it. You should not be able to bet on preseason football.
Why not?
Because you never know who's going to play the starters the whole time versus not, or who's going to play, whose fourth team is better than the other team's fourth team. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's very odd to me to bet on preseason football.
Imagine right, it is. Yeah. So what is the line?
It's the Texans are favored by 2. This game is right now. It's in Canton, of course.
Canton, really like the Bears in this one.
Putting a couple grand on the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears.
I can't imagine putting a couple grand
preseason.
On a preseason football game. Terrifying.
There's people who are doing it.
People.
No, there's people who are doing
NFL's
it.
NFL's back.
Now, what I was suggesting, I wasn't going hard at you on this, but why are you surprised? People gamble on everything.
I know, but preseason.
They gamble on the next play.
Is there
now.
Prop bets in this game?
Jake, they'll be gambling within the game on the next play.
Yeah. There's probably prop bets. I don't know. They don't put that on the ESPN prop app bets. I'm looking at. But the Texans, if you are the gambling type and want to bet on preseason football, the Texans are a 2-point favorite tonight against the Bears in
Get
Kansas.
Involved. Put some cash down.
I'm very interested in the way the world evolves. And, Jake, the reason I expressed myself how I did when you said you were surprised, did you listen to ESPN? It's now in their broadcast where they talk about gambling. In their conventional broadcast, they talk about it. I mean, it's just so pervasive now. Pervasive.
Regular season, great. Preseason,
no,
terrifying.
No, well, I wouldn't advocate it.
It's also on every...
But I'm not surprised.
It's on every single advertisement, too. DraftKings, yep, and whatever it is.
Everywhere.
I love that they always say, if you have a problem, get help from Gamblers Anonymous. And as they just advertise, it's like...
You don't mean that.
Yeah. If you want,
okay, now that's cynical. I'm sorry.
If you want further,
I've been darkly cynical.
The
on this
over
show.
Under is 30.5 points in this game.
Ooh, God,
Texans
that's low.
A 2-point favorite. 30.
Whoa! Bet all you got on the overs.
I don't
bet
know.
All you
hey,
got.
Remember, it can get ugly. Usually defenses are ahead
Jake,
early.
I'm kidding.
I know. But man, you said that once. It's not a gambling show.
It's not a gambling show.
Bears Texans tonight.
Bet all you got on the over.
On ABC and also
we also
here.
Report live on anything that happens within a 2-block radius.
And I want to say something. When I say bet all you got, I don't mean that literally.
I hope people can sense that with the laughter.
Hey, honey.
Afterwards.
Sip said bet. You know that bonus check I just got? Sip said put it on the Bears tonight.
This I meant like maybe in your wallet or whatever.
Before I get to break, I want to address something. We got a couple texts.
Do we have? Uh-oh.
We got people saying it's the first day of camp yesterday, and there's no update from football. There's no media access yesterday.
Yeah, there's no media access.
All we know from yesterday is that there's a picture of Dylan Royola looking like Patrick Mahomes walking into
for
camp.
For all we know, they called the practice off.
Right.
There's the weather.
If you want an update, there's nothing reported because there's no media access to those who are cranky.
Ben, I'm serious about this. There's no media access. It's hard reporting.
So that's the scoop.
You're just guessing on everything.
Right.
I mean, they'll show a couple of clips sometimes from practice when you can see absolutely nothing. It's just like someone throwing a kind of a lob pass to someone. It's like, okay, that doesn't mean
anything. It would be almost irresponsible.
Pass.
It'd be almost irresponsible to try to report something.
With the quarterback for the Gophers, Minnesota,
the New Hampshire guy.
There's some clips of him yesterday at practice. I was watching the Big Ten Network last night. Pretty impressive.
Really?
Pretty impressive.
Jake liked that guy.
I told you I liked that
compared to what they've had. They have a quarterback. They have a pretty good quarterback.
Wait a second. Are you suggesting that Kaliak Manis was not a good quarterback?
He was. I mean, there's nothing you would be like,
average.
Okay, it's a big...
Statistically, he wasn't.
No, he was not.
He was average.
There's nothing you'd say numbers-wise.
No.
Oh, yeah. No.
Statistically.
But I was impressed with him. Wasn't he the leading passer? Was he the leading?
In FCS. Yes. The number one passer.
It's fascinating, though. Yeah. It's interesting.
He's a good-looking dude now,
Bill,
too.
It's an interesting conversation because Rutgers hails the arrival of Kaliak Manis.
Well, yeah. Gavin Wimsett wasn't a great passer. I don't think Kaliak Manis is a great passer either, but he's probably a little bit of an upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No, for
Wimsett
sure.
Wimsett could run it all right.
Yeah, Wimsett could run it.
But not a great passer. When we come back, Bills, Thrills, Cool Parenting Tips Thursday next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.